Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with New York City jazz drummer, vibraphonist, and composer Chez Smith on the 2022 CD, Interpreted Well. This album features his stellar quartet with guitarist Bill Frisell, violist Matt Maneri, and keyboardist Craig Taborn. It's out on May 6, 2022 on Pyroclastic Records. Interpreted Well takes its title from artist Raymond Pettibon's three-word prompt as both title and instruction for bandmates and listeners. We cover this album, COVID life, and so much more. Enjoy.
How's it going?
Oh, I'm good, man. Hanging in there. Yeah. I think the last time we talked, there was a whole different scene going on here on planet Earth.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember when that was, but yeah.
I don't either. I think there's going to be a COVID phenomenon that's going to zap our prior memories.
I know. It just kind of happened to me.
It's happened to me, too. You know, and I remember when this all started, you know, and everybody was like, coronavirus, and I kept thinking, we're going to have to come up with a new, like, timing classification for humans, so BC will now be before corona.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it's quite an occupying event, you know.
Oh man, it's all encompassing. But I think the saving grace has been the music. So hey, man, thank you for taking a minute out. I really, really appreciate it.
Sure. No problem.
The new album comes out obviously under the guise and context of coming out of this pandemic, and I'm curious how relieving it is to be able to have music come out now with the chance that you can perform it live and promote it live.
It feels good. It's more assuring, I would say. It was the prospects of booking when you never know when the next wave of the virus was coming or, you know, the next variant, all that. It was really frightening just because you don't know if it's going to cancel, you know. And then it's also been tricky because all four of us have stuff that is being rescheduled that had canceled at least once, sometimes twice, or maybe even three times, you know, as each new touring season opens up. So, you know, we're dealing with all these reschedules plus new stuff and plus other things. So it's been tricky finding available time, you know, I'd say this year and into next year, you know. It's going to normalize a little bit after that.
I think so. So on a personal level, you know, everyone had a lot of extra time to be with themselves to figure things out. What did you find out or realize about yourself that maybe you didn't realize before this happened that's going to make you stronger as you reemerge into the jazz community to promote a new album?
Well, I realized a couple of things. One is I can, I'd say sort of like half of what's important to me, that my musical activity is, you know, the writing, practicing and stuff I do in isolation, basically. So there's, you know, I could survive, like, emotionally speaking with that, you know, but then again, my family who I live with was kind of telling me I seem sort of down, you know, for like weeks and weeks at a time and then, you know, months at a time. And I think that was up until I started playing with people again, you know, especially gigs and audience, you know, audiences was a whole like other bonus level. But, you know, I did some recording with people during the pandemic, during, you know, even during the total lockdown because of this situation with my friend Shahzad's studio and Mark Rebo's trio. You know, we could all play in different rooms and stuff like that and not see each other at all. You know, I kind of was realizing that, you know, I could get through it with that, you know, just with being with my family, you know, working on music alone, and then even recording with other people, even if it was in, you know, like very distance kind of context. So I did learn that, but I also learned that I just think energy-wise, I'm operating on a lower level if I'm not playing gigs in front of an audience regularly. I guess I learned both of those things.
Well, with the brand new album, Interpreted Well, it seems like a journey, a story, adventure, so to speak, from start to finish. So talk to me about the construction of this album and how it came about.
I had written most of the pieces for, you know, just the trio with Craig Taborn and Matt Maneri. And we got to go on a little bit of playing late 2018. And then, you know, it took a while to even book a show with Bill, you know, like a year or so. And then, so that was early 2020. We played with Bill, and I sort of rearranged some things and added guitar lines, and then let him play open as well, you know, as quite a bit, I would say. And then, you know, then COVID happened. You know, I was working on the We All Break record, like mixing it basically. And then once that was all set and the liner notes, all that stuff was set, then I found a way to get a budget through the Shifting Foundation, this organization, to record the group with Bill and Matt and Craig. And, you know, they were like, yeah, I mean, everyone's just around doing nothing. Like, let's why don't we do this? You know, and so once that was set, I revisited the tunes, you know, like looked at what we had played at the gig, you know, and kind of reworked the tunes a little more. And then, you know, basically just had those guys over for some rehearsals and then set some recording dates. And then, you know, there isn't, not much is spoken about how we approach each take or each piece. You know, I really like to hear wildly different versions every time of the same piece, and they're sort of written that way. They're as concise as possible, I would say. Even if the tunes have two or three sections that we work through within a performance, like how we approach those written sections and how we phrase them, even inside the writing, and then departing from those, transitioning into improvisations, that's all really different every time. Whether I'm playing it on vibes or drums, that's totally open too, and that can really change the texture and the, you know, the vibe, and whatever that has a big effect on what everyone else does usually.
So speaking of, you know, the textures and the vibe and overall, what are you hoping the listener gets from this experience?
I just hope they listen to it openly, and I think they'll hear us just creating this in, a lot of it is created in the moment. I think they will, that it has an energy to it that I think people can appreciate. It sounds fresh to me because it's not scripted at all. You know, it's just the four of us just playing this music spontaneously. And also, one thing I like about all three of those guys, Matt, Craig, and Bill, is there. I feel like each track is, they never leave the writing in a certain way. Even when we're improvising freely, I'm always hearing fragments and extrapolated parts of the written phrases and things like that the whole time, you know, if that makes any sense. So I hope, yeah. You know, I think people will hear a coherence, you know, in addition.
And I guess my follow-up to that, you know, getting the opportunity to go out and do this live, which is a pretty big deal, mm-hmm. What do you hope we all collectively realize about the power of live music that we've largely been away from for 2 years as we all start kind of getting back to it more and more, both musician and audience?
I'm not sure what they'll realize, but I've been touring quite a bit since last July, actually. You know, post-vaccine, Europe opened up, and you know, I was able to do summer touring, you know, that was largely outside. And even, you know, every show since then, it's just the energy and the appreciation from the audience is really on a new level. And yeah, I don't know what that says about the power of music, but I think, I mean, definitely people really missed it, you know, myself included, even as a listener going to shows. So when I see it, yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's something to do with people, the people playing and the sound and, you know, the vibrations and all that. It's just something people seem to need.
Chess, thank you for taking some time out. Before we go, I want you to get the good business out and tell everybody where they can pick this up, the album, the most ideal place, or where they can stream it, and any live shows coming up.
Unfortunately, we just had two live shows in New York at the Stone. Those went really well. Yeah, I don't know. We're trying to book right now, you know, and it's just been tricky. We are doing one show in Germany on September 10th, but Mary Halverson is playing guitar on that one. Yeah, you can. There's a Pyro. If you go to Pyroclastic Records website, that will lead you to the where the record is. It's streaming on a Bandcamp page right now, and you can pre-order it as well. Also, you know, it's on Spotify and Apple Music as well. But and of course, down if you're in New York, Downtown Music Gallery in Manhattan is a great place to buy records.
Right on. Jess, hey, thanks, yeah. man, for taking some time out. Good luck with this album and getting back to it. It's so good to hear from my end of things that everybody's getting back to it and things are opening up. It's so refreshing.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in New York, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Chez for his time, energy, and cool. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, all the time, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.